The rebellion charges come just 3 days after President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo declared a state of emergency, saying her government had quashed a coup by disgruntled soldiers and opposition members from both the left and the right. The emergency decree gives Mrs. Arroyo sweeping powers, including those to make arrests without a warrant, ban demonstrations, and take over facilities, including media outlets that may affect national security. Police raided an opposition newspaper, the Daily Tribune, shortly after the emergency was declared, and officials say they are studying charges of inciting sedition against the publisher, Ninas Cacho Olivares. Troops have also been posted outside two of the country's largest television stations. Many people here are worried about the powers Mrs. Arroyo is using to quash dissent, but the 58-year-old former economist says the emergency proclamation will help the nation's economy.
Ngayon, ang ating pamahalaan ay tripling kasigasig magtatrabaho.
Mrs. Arroyo says attempts to overthrow the government during former administrations have hurt the economy. The president did not say when the emergency decree would be lifted, but pledged, once again, to improve the lot of the fractious military by earmarking money for salary increases and housing. Despite the emergency, disgruntled Marines, angry their chief had been removed from his post, staged an 8-hour standoff on Sunday at their headquarters in Manila. Several thousand protesters gathered near the blocked-off entrances to the barracks, but the incident ended peacefully, with the Marines agreeing to obey their officers. Other organizations vowed Monday to defy the ban on demonstrations. Carol Arallo, chairman of BAYAN, a group established in 1985 to fight against the then-dictator Ferdinand Marcos, says the opposition on both left and right plans to hold demonstrations soon.
So in one word, we will defy this illegal, illegitimate order. We will bring our movement to oust this illegal and fraudulent government from power. Our message is that we are not cowed.
The group urged citizens to wear a red ribbon or tie one onto their house gates to show their defiance of the emergency decree. A group of lawyers and other citizens on Monday petitioned the Supreme Court to lift the state of emergency. One of the petitioners, attorney Mayan Manuel, is a spokesman for the Alternative Law Group. He says the state of emergency violates the Constitution. Mrs. Arroyo survived a bid to impeach her over allegations of corruption in vote rigging in the 2004 elections, but has been unable to shake the public's distrust. Recent local surveys show she is now more unpopular than former dictator Marcos. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.